Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Audacy podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Audacy app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Apparently, we elected Nick Cage as the president of the United States. Greatest presidential movies, 651-461-9226. Just text. Greatest presidential movies. Con Air doesn't count. Do you have a favorite presidential movie? Since we're about to talk about the president. In fact, Carolyn Leavitt, the White House press secretary, having your first ever briefing right now. Do you have a favorite presidential movie?
The first one that comes to mind is Air Force One with Harrison Ford.
Get off my plane.
Exactly. Close up. This is the moment.
That's what we need. We need a president. And maybe it's Trump, who knows, you know, who can fight terrorists himself and just kick them off Air Force One, you know, and then land the plane.
Yes, exactly. I mean, Independence Day, you got the president up there in a, you know, sure, a fighter jet taking on the aliens in the final big battle.
Yeah. What was the Michael Douglas, Annette Bening?
The American president.
The American president. That seemed very... very traditional. What do you got? Text me, 651-461-9226. Hartman, Harrigan, Jones, we're here until 3. Ask in, ask in about 25 minutes or so. Is this what you wanted? Is this what you wanted? Donald Trump is the 47th president of the United States. He won with well over 300 electoral votes. And it has been an onslaught of activity for the president of the United States. News after news after news. And, yeah, he still mixes in golf and he mixes in fundraisers and he goes to North Carolina. He goes to California. He closed his eyes the next morning at a church, by the way, the church where the priest called for mercy and compassion. I had no problem with what she said, but that became a huge controversy. So apparently now if he closes his eyes, we should be comparing him to Joe Biden. I don't compare him to Joe Biden in any way, good or bad. But the onslaught continues, Dave Harrigan, and we know what happened. And nobody is quite understanding everything. In fact, some of it might be some of the explanation might be happening right now with the press briefing. But the White House paused federal grants and loans starting today, 4 o'clock our time. Review of spending. I'm fine with the review of spending. It's how it takes place. This could affect trillions of dollars and millions of people. Healthcare research, education programs, other initiatives, even grants that have been awarded but not spent, they're halted. Does not affect Social Security, does not affect other programs. I have said, I'm the only one. Plenty of us have said for years, do we give a damn about the federal budget? Because all it does is go up and up and up. Let's be honest. Since the Democrats have been running Minnesota, the Minnesota budget, all it does is go up and up and up. So if we're going to have a look at federal spending, sure, sign me up. And by the way, I think Social Security should be included in the look with greatly improved health, with individuals living longer. Are there ways to look at some individuals who could opt in to a longer age? Not everybody, because some jobs you and some incomes are counting on that job, counting on that money dramatically. So can we have greater leeway because we're living longer, not everybody, unfortunately, and we're always running out of money? And so I wouldn't eliminate a full examination and some political backbone looking at what we can do with Social Security. But we're really going to do this right in the middle. What my basic point is, and I want you to chime in and agree or disagree, because maybe this is exactly what you wanted. He won the swing state 7-0. The same, by the way, the same electoral votes as Biden. So if Trump has a mandate, Biden had a mandate. But we're really going to do this right in the middle. And here's where they lose me. First of all, continue to have the federal loans and grants take place. Now, they haven't ended it. It's a temporary pause. But continue to have it go out while the examination is taking place. So the money that's already been allocated goes, but at some point, if I know this is a crazy concept, you work with Congress and pass a bill. Because part of what this is, boys and girls, is trying to get more power to the executive office, and to Donald Trump. It's not to permanently get more power to the executive office. It's just while Donald Trump is president, whether it's for 4 years, 8 years, 12 years, whatever it might be. So I think we need to have a hard look at what's going on. But if the money has been allocated, the president of the United States without Congress just can't do this. And then in some of the wording from the OMB, it's Marxist equity, transgenderism, the Green New Deal, social engineering. That's not about controlling our budget. That's about, we don't agree with those lefty policy positions, so we're going to step in and try to do something. Dave, what's your initial reaction to stopping the federal grants and loans? According to the Minnesota Management and Budget, the state for federal grants alone is receiving, what's your guess? $39 billion. $39 billion. Extraordinary amount of money. But if you want to do this, crazy concept. It's the president working with Congress. They pass a bill, and the president signs off on it because he just wants to do everything by executive order. That's it.
We're getting $39 billion here. Our DFL can spend it in a snap.
That's true.
Do that in a heartbeat.
That's fair. What do you think of what he did?
Fine. I don't even know what to think. It's like you said, it's just been a snowball getting bigger and bigger and bigger of information, of executive decisions, of, you know, headlines coming after a headline. It's almost too much to keep track of at this point. So, yeah, $39 billion. Okay, fine, just do it. Okay, whatever.
And that is the strategy to this, too.
Yes.
This is it. It is an onslaught of changes, which either he believes in or people close to him or he has Project 2025 believe in. And that you're so overwhelmed, like you're just trying to get caught up by what's happening.
Yes, it's a fire hose of, like I said, executive orders and headlines and, you know, news conferences or, you know, him just spouting off on Truth Social.
Is this what you want? Because we got two things right now. Is this what you want? Since we're talking about the president, we went with the Con Air one. Brad Lane suggests dark horse one, the contender. Jeff Bridges as president was awesome. Do you remember that one?
No, I don't.
What's the Redford one where Robert, the candidate, where Robert Redford is running for office, not really qualified, but he looks the part, he does the right things, and basically, if I remember right, the movie ends like, now what the hell do I do? I just won.
What do familiar. I do?
Yeah, that is familiar. Trump was trying to get up to speed in 16/17. Oh, they're up to speed right now. Okay, do you have a favorite presidential movie? And is this what you want? You want trillions of dollars to be halted solely by the White House, not working with Congress, and they'll study what they're going to okay and what they're not going to okay, and it's going to suit Donald Trump's agenda. Come on, let's just be honest. It's going to be pro whatever the Trump administration believes in, and if it's something they don't believe in, they think they have the power to cut it off. No, if things are funded by Congress, no matter the president, it shouldn't work that way. Come on, is this really complicated? 651-461-9226. That's how you track us down. It's going to be in the mid-40s. Come on, track us down. 651-461-9226. We'll get to the bumper theme. I have an idea here. So we're talking about the temporary pause by the Trump administration on federal grants and loans across the country. Trillions of dollars, by the way. And apparently, as a number of texters pointed out, apparently we have one branch of government now, Dave. Just Donald Trump. He is the only branch. We'll get to that. But we also have a number of texts on favorite presidential movies. JFK. Where'd you stand on JFK, Dave?
Gosh, I haven't seen it since I was probably in middle school. A little long. I don't think we need that
a lot.
Much.
It was long, and yeah. They threw like every theory possible out there. Ollie Stone did.
Well, plus, does that count as a presidential movie? I mean, it's not about a president.
Yes. I think it does. It really is about a president.
Well, it's
right?
About the conspiracy and the people involved in it, but is there even a president in the movie? You know, do we see LBJ at some point?
Under my weird rules, if the subject is about the president,
okay.
I think it counts.
So I could say Spaceballs because Mel Brooks plays President Scroob of Planet Spaceball?
Yes, you can.
All right. Well,
yes,
that's your best presidential movie then.
Yes. Dr. Strangelove. All the President's Men with Robert Redford. Okay, does that count according to Dave Harrigan's rules?
I've never seen it, but sure, why not?
You haven't seen All the President's Men?
No.
Come on. A lot of Dave with Kevin Klein. Mars Attacks with Jack Nicholson.
Oh, my gosh. What a terrible movie.
Morgan Freeman, Deep Impact. Yeah, plenty. Okay. On the cuts or the pause. Let's not a cut. We're getting there. But the pause on trillions of dollars. Is this what you want? Text and call 651-461-9226. They are reiterating right now that SNAP benefits and any welfare-directed payments are not affected by this pause. This is what the press secretary is just saying as I'm consuming this also while we're on the air. Wendy has called in. Wendy, glad you're listening. Go ahead. You're on CCO.
Yes, I'm here. I'm in favor of the pause on these grants and these loans so that the government can look at what is wasteful spending and what is good spending. So grants and loans and so on to investigate things that are going to help keep America healthy, help keep America safe and prosperous, good, but that they can eliminate crazy expenditures. Just as an example, crazy stuff like $8 million going to the nephew of some senator to study the sex life of crickets in South Africa. You know, there are so
I'm fascinated
many crazy,
by the crickets
in
their sex life myself.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Right.
But there's so
many crazy things that get funded by tens of millions of dollars, and the money should
Very
go
fair.
To education and staff and the border crisis.
So you raise a lot of relevant points on issues where I think we could find a lot of agreement. But this should be done by the president and Congress, correct? The president just can't do this on his own.
Well, it's certainly not just the president on his own. He's got his...
Well, no, this only was done by the White House.
Wendy,
it was only done by the administration. No involvement for Congress. And they provide the cash. They pass the bill, and then the president signs or vetoes it. So if it was a president where you didn't agree, and we've seen this with executive orders, and Joe Biden signed plenty of executive orders also. I'm not saying Donald Trump's the only one. But when we're talking about trillions of dollars, don't you think you can study this and then offer up strong proposals and then push Congress, where, by the way, he has the House and the Senate, and you push for legislative changes that way? Wouldn't that be a better way to go?
That's one way to go, but we all know how long all of that stuff takes. One big reason that Trump got elected and when his ratings increased was when Elon Musk got involved and they came out with the concept of DOGE. The American people want to stop a waste of taxpayer money. And again, things like whose nephew gets the grant and this and that. There's too much of that goes through Congress that's pork, and the American public is tired of pork. We need legislation that gets things done, that help American public for safety and health and the border, et cetera. We don't need billions of dollars going out to crazy universities for crazy studies that don't benefit the
Wendy,
American people, that only
I'm going to jump in.
I want to get to
a number of people, but your view is reflected by tens of millions of people across the country. And I'm glad you listened. Thanks for calling again. Let's get to plenty of text here. Since we now have a dictator, why need Congress? More text. This is just one of numerous examples where Trump is behaving exactly like a dictator. Chad, whatever happened to the three equal branches of government? Not what I wanted. We got a dictator. Like TikTok, Trump is going to bring it all back like a great hero. He wants to see him. Food stamps will be turned into Trump bucks. Throws so much out there, it all becomes a blur. Chad, you repeatedly asked for more info on Harris policies. How about Trump? He said he knows nothing about Project 2025. Most people working in the labs and not paying attention as long as it doesn't affect them. Trump lied about 2025, and if you ever believe that, you were naive. Here we go. Trump learned more text. I want to get more on the folks who are supporting this too, because we're getting more negative, but I want to show an accurate reflection. Trump learned from Democrats, you do what you want and worry about arguing legality later. Biden's loan forgiveness is an example. Dave, on that point, clearly Joe Biden kept going over and over and over with loans and was shot down by the Supreme Court and then came back. So Donald Trump is not the only one who is doing this. I think we need a bigger conversation in our country. Do we want more executive power where there is more bypassing of Congress? But it's a staggering situation if Congress passes through bills and signed by whatever president it might be, and it's trillions and trillions of dollars, and the president, Dave, can just say, nah, I'm just going to stop.
Yeah, I agree. I don't understand where the power of these, you know, executive orders became so strong. I mean, look at, someone brought up TikTok. Congress can say, okay, by the 19th of January, I think it was, this thing's going to be banned. The Supreme Court can hear arguments challenging it and can say, yep, that law is just fine. But the president, not even before he becomes president, can just say, nah, I don't like that. And all of a sudden, TikTok's back. How does that work?
More text. Biden did the exact same things. They get stopped in court. Nothing different, just a different person. Congress just kicks through. These are all texts I'm reading, and a lot of them. Thank you so much. 651-461-9226. Congress just kicks the can down the road, gets nothing done. Time for some hard decisions. I get it. It is time for some hard decisions, but we can't. Then we're changing our Constitution. We're changing the structure of our government. And let's be honest, if people are for this, they're going to be for it when a president of their party is in charge. And when the other person is in charge, so far in a country's history, a man, you're going to not be for it. Budget funds are allocated by Congress. I don't believe the president can independently change the budget. Example goes through a lot of things. Yes. Let's see. Yeah, pausing Meals on Wheels to investigate a Marxist agenda makes complete sense. A pause can greatly affect these programs. Yes, agree 100%. Excellent text. I'll try to get to more and more, but not now, because we need text for Ask Adam Anything. His last Ask Adam Anything in his 40s. Next week, Metamucil. ARP, arthritis will all be the topics for Ask Adam Anything. We need fun. We need bizarre. We need unique. Phone calls are great. Texts are great. And so also is the Odyssey app. Do that right now. Go to the microphone. You got 30 seconds. Leave a pointed, funny, humorous, bizarre question for not so young Adam Carter anymore. 651-461-9226.